You hear me?
Absolutely clear.
Great, great, terrific. Just getting ready for this year to start, so thank you. Okay, terrific. Okay, hello everybody. Okay, it's 5 o'clock. Welcome back. I think I'm hearing some background noise here. Okay. So welcome back, everybody. Good to see everybody again. We are on Zoom, but this is what it is. So let me share the screen with you, and then the Mirat Hashem, we will start this year. Give me 1 second. In 1 minute, just work this out. Okay, that's 1 second. Okay, and one more thing I'd like to do is just for the benefit of everyone that's listening. Give me 1 minute. Okay, so I assume you could all hear me. Everyone has been muted, just for the benefit of not hearing background noise. Everyone can hear the cheer. Welcome back, everybody. We are right now at Mirat Hashem. We're doing the title of the shiur, as you can see, is the benching on a kezias or on a kavetz, so the ultimate bribe, and that's based obviously on the Gemara Maseches Brachos, which on some level is based on a pasuk in this week's parsha, because in this week's parsha, Parshas Ekev, we have the halacha of benching, and we know the Torah says that when you mechuyev to bench, when you're obligated to bench, v'achalta v'savato v'erachta, after you are satiated. Okay, now, even though it happens connected to this week's parsha, that's not really the reason I'm giving you the shiur because of the parsha this week. I was just thinking about it a lot because as the situation unfolds and wherever people are, I understand in America, so people are getting back to shul, at least outdoor minyanim or smaller indoor minyanim. In Eretz Yisrael, it's sort of iffy depending where you are. In the shuls, you're only allowed to have up to 10 people, the minyanim outside, the minyanim in parking lots. I was speaking to someone in South Africa who basically there aren't really any minyanim as I understand it, or very few minyanim. And I was thinking about now that we are trying to come back to minyan, we don't have minyanim. What really is the importance of a minyan? Now everyone will tell you, what do you mean the importance of a minyan? Person is obligated to daven with a minyan, possibly. We know that if a person davens with a minyan, so the person davens with a minyan, we understand that his tefillos will be accepted. His tefillos will be accepted. There's an assurance that his tefillos will be accepted. However, the question that we that still. I think there's something deeper about the minyan, which really can excite us or help us anticipate going back to minyan or anticipate the bigger minyanim and how they're important. So I'd like to start off with the Gemara Maseches Brachos, a very famous Gemara, but really a Gemara that requires explanation if you think about it. It's in source number one. The Gemara says, Dav Chaf Amabez, Dorash Rav Avira. Rav Avira was Doresh Mishmei de Rabbi Ami, in the name of Rabbi Ami, Vizimnin, and sometimes Amrulay, he said in the name of Ravasi. So Amru Malachi Asharos Ne'akarish Baruch Hu. The angels said before Akarish Baruch Hu, Rabbanu Sha'ola, master of the world. It's written in your Torah, that you don't show favor to anybody, you don't take bribery, you are Kadosh Baruch Hu, who are very fear to everybody. Valo, but that can't be true. Atano say panim li Yisrael. You show favor to Am Yisrael. How do we know that you show favor to Am Yisrael? The Chassid, because it's written, Yisro Hashem panav elecha, that Hashem will show a favorable face upon you. So Kadosh Baruch Hu, so how can it be that you said you don't take bribery, and to Am Yisrael you take bribery? So in the third line of source number one, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, what do you mean? What a silly question. V'chilo us es upon him Yisrael? Should I not show favor to Am Yisrael? Shekatafti lahem v'Torah, I wrote in the Torah, v'achalta v'savata v'racha shemolekecha, you should eat, be satiated, and bless Hashem your God. V'heim v'dachtikim al atzman, and they are so careful to bench not only when they are satiated, when they're satisfied, but even up to a kezayis and up to a kibetza. So first of all, before we try to explain this Gemara, we have to understand that this Gemara is a Gemara which is, I would refer to as agadata. What do you mean as agadata? As we'll see in Tosfos, because it's very simple to understand pshat and the psukim. As a matter of fact, for one second, left another, because the Gemara, the psukim seem to imply that our Kadosh Baruch Hu shows a special favor and our Kadosh Baruch Hu takes a shocha from us. And obviously, we know it's not true. The Jewish people get, we know what they deserve on a certain level, and that's how we just sell it. We just commemorate the Tisha B'Av. So if you look just for a second down to source number seven, this is Tosis Nachash Hashanah. So Ashilo Yisa upon him. So Tosis explains Pashtei Dekra, the simple reading of the pasuk is Atnei Adam Koi. See, he says that what does it mean? That HaKadosh Baruch Hu does not show favor to a person because of what he is. Bishvil Gdulaso, Va'oshro, Ova Adam Zakim, and Asu upon him. In other words, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not the kind of person that will show favor to someone who's very wealthy, who's very special. Everyone is judged what they do. He says, and what it means is that Yisro Hashem Panav Elecha, what it means is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu shows the favorable face. That when HaKadosh Baruch Hu sees us, it shows he's happy to be with us on a certain level, whatever that means. So obviously this Gemara where the angels tell HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it seems, that you are showing favor. You are showing favor to Kadosh Baruch Hu, you know, to Am Yisrael. And Hashem says, what can I do? They're extra stringent by Birkas HaMazon is not to be taken literally. But we definitely have to understand this Gemara. And I think there is actually, the Vilna Gaon asked this question. There are three questions you have to ask in the Gemara. Number one, the first question you have to ask on this Gemara is, it says, if you go ahead and look, Ad Kezayis, Ad Kebetza. So what does it mean, Ad Kezayis, Ad Kebetza? HaKadosh Baruch Hu basically, according to Rashi, he says, well, you know, Midiraisa, you go ahead and you bench and you wash after you go ahead and you're satiated. Midirabana, it's a machlokas, Rav Meir and Yehuda, whether Kezayis or Kebetza. So that's a very strange shot that Vilna Gaon points out. Why is that a strange shot? Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't have a suffix. So what does it mean they're machmir themselves until a kezayis, until a kebetza? A second question is that we know that the bigger kula, or the bigger chumrah, I should say, is a kezayis. In other words, a midiraisa, you eat, you bench once you have a kebetza worth of food. And midirabanan, well, you can have a kebetza or even a kezayis. And really, the way the Gemara, the discussion should follow from HaKadosh Baruch Hu is they're machmir themselves not only to bench when they're satisfied, but they're machmir themselves to bench even when they have a kebetza, and not only a kebetza, even a kezayis. So the question is, why does it say hey medachtikim? They're very careful and they're scrutinous until a kezayis to the kebetza. It should say until a kebetza and even up to a kezayis. And the third question is, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu is saying, why do I show favor to Am Yisrael? I show favor to Am Yisrael because they're machmir when it comes to benching. Of all the chumras HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to choose, why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu choose that chumrah of the fact that we're machmir when it comes to benching? There are so many chumras that he could have chosen. We'll see the chumra the Gram mentions out. We won't get to the Vilna Gaon just yet. But, you know, from my perspective, I grew up as a in the house of Aaron Soloveitchik. And I wouldn't say that we were machmir, but in general, we definitely had certain hanhagas. There were certain customs or certain actions we did that were not done in other families. Let's say, for example, when it comes to Erev and Long Rosh Shabbos and so many other things. And I have to tell you that I don't see necessarily benching as being such a difficult chumrah. So why is that the chumrah that Klal Yisrael was makabel upon themselves that causes HaKadosh Baruch to show us favor? Okay, we're going to come back to this Gemara. I want to go ahead. I want to go ahead and to really discuss something else and then come back to this Gemara. So the Malach Yashares asked HaKadosh Baruch Hu, how can it be that you show favor to Am Yisrael when you said, I'm not Yisrael upon him, and I don't give Shochad. How can it be? So the truth is that the Malach Yashares were not the only ones to ask the question. If you look at source number two, and it's not just source number two, Gemara Rosh Hashanah, it's all Gemara Maseches Nida, but Shala Bluria HaGiyaris Rabbi Gamliel, Bluria the Giyaris asked Rabbi Gamliel the question. And you know, sometimes we, as Am Yisrael, we are so used to certain things, certain halachas, certain mitzvahs, certain concepts, we never really ask questions about it. However, a convert will see certain things and they'll wonder, how could it be this happen? So Bluria Gioris asked Rabbi Gamliel a question, how could it be that HaKadosh Baruch Hu shows favor to Am Yisrael? Siksiv v'toratchem, it's written in your Torah, shall yisa upon him, that you won't, HaKadosh Baruch does not show favor. And then the Torah says in Parshas Naso, yisa Hashem ponim v'lecha. So Rabbi Yossi Cohen said, I'll give you a mashal. What does it mean? So basically what he said was like this. He says, it depends. If we're talking about an Avera bin Adam Lachavero, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not going to show favor to us. We want to go ahead and we want forgiveness. We want God to be kind to us. You have to go ahead and you have to ask forgiveness from the person you sinned against. You can't just say, God, I'm sorry, I'll be better now. Why? Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu will not ignore the cries and the agony of somebody else. But if it's an Aveira, being on Lamakom, to that HaKadosh Baruch will show us favor if we want to do tshuva. And the Gemara gives the mashal of a person who owed someone money, and he said, and he swore by the life of the king that I'm going to pay you back by a certain date. He didn't pay back by a certain date. So basically, he used the king's name in vain. So then he says, he felt bad. So he went to the king to appease the king. The king said, fine, listen, he says, you appease me, it's fine. But I can't forgive you for the sin against you committed against your friend. That's not my business. It's not connected to me. You have to appease him also. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu says the same thing. If you sin against me, so he says, I will show you favor. If you sin against someone else, lo yikach lo yisa panim, lo yikach shochad, I am not going to go ahead. I'm not going to show you bribery. Okay, that is what the that is Rav Yossi HaKohen says. Not the same answer to the Malach that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave the Malachim. Rav Akiva said no. And this is really important. Akiva said, "Kan kodem gzardin, kan la'achar gzardin." When does HaKadosh Baruch Hu show favor? Before he enacts, before the final decree is given. He said, "Before the final decree is given, no matter what we did, we can always do tshuva. We can always daven, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu can change everything. After gzardin, if we deserve a certain consequence, it's going to come. Before the gzardin." Before the final judgment, we can change things. God is yis upon him, he's yichak shochad on some level. After the gzar din, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will not go ahead and will not take a bribe, will not show his favor. We lost opportunity. As we know, that when the Jewish people cried, when they left Eretz Yisrael after the time of the Churban, destruction of the first temple. So HaKadosh Baruch, so Yirmiyahu said, if you had cried before you left Eretz Yisrael, HaKadosh Baruch accepted your tears, but it's too late. It's important to understand the value of returning, asking for Kadosh's favor before the Gzar Din. And just to connect to this past week's parsha, a beautiful idea. So at source number three, the beginning of Parshas Vaschanan, so Moshe Rabbeinu says at that time, Vatchanan el Hashem beti lemor, I davened Hashem at that time, you wanted to go into Eretz Yisrael. Hashem elokim, atoichelot el ha'arz, ha'arz abdecha, zgadlecha, zgadlecha, chazaka, Hashem yikosh ma'amorach, yashah, kemasech, v'rasecha, shemarecha, you have begun to show your servant, your greatness, your strong hand, who is like you. Let me go into Eretz Yisrael, let me see Eretz Yisrael, let me see Yerushalayim, and Hashem got angry. Pasuk Chavav in source number three, beginning of Parshas Vaschanan, Hashem got angry at me because of you. Did not listen to me. And Hashem said, don't daven to me anymore. That's it, done. There's nothing to do. And the obvious question is, why did Hashem get angry because of Am Yisrael? He should have gotten angry. It was Moshe Rabbeinu. He's the one. He's the one. Let's just say, for example, he didn't speak to the rock. He didn't dive in front of the rock, hit the rock. Why does Moshe place the blame on Am Yisrael? And my uncle, Rav Yoshe Bir Soloveitchik Tzatzal, said an amazing, amazing idea, which teaches us the idea of the Koach HaTzibur, when the Tzibur comes together and the Tzibur davens together for the same thing. An unbelievable idea, which is relevant to the end of the shir, and I'll come back to it. He says, what was the idea? Moshe Rabbeinu says, I davened to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I asked HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You did not daven for me. The Pasuk says, V'eschanan el Hashem, I davened. If you had davened with me, you could have changed the Gzeira. And that's the idea of Yisaber Hashem v'lemanchem. Hashem got angry at me because of you, because you didn't daven. If I had come together with you, if I had pushed you to daven, then HaKadosh Baruch would have accepted my tefillas. And that was what Moshe Rabbeinu said. Vaschanan, he emphasized Vaschanan, but if you had joined in this tefillah, the tefillas could have been accepted. And if you look at source number four, the Sifri and Parshas Pinchas, my uncle based his pshat on the Sifri and Parshas Pinchas. Because in Parshas Pinchas, the Sifri says, V'yis'aver Hashem vi, ka'adam sha'omer nis'aver, that HaKadosh Baruch was, in a certain sense, angry at me. Ismali alaychema lemanchem, sha'atem geramtem. You caused this to happen. HaKadosh Moshe Rabbeinu says to Am Yisrael. He says, at the end it says, from Nasan Omer, the second line, Hari Omer, Hain Kel Kavir V'leyimas Tam. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a great God. He doesn't reject. And the Chazal say, Ein HaKadosh Baruch Hu Moes Tfiloshen Shal Rabin. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu does not reject the tfilos of the many people who go ahead and daven. He says, but you did not go ahead and you did not daven for me. So you didn't live with Losham Melai. And that was the idea that Am Yisrael did not daven for Moshe Rabbeinu also. And for that reason, the tefillos were not accepted. This will come relevant at the end of the shir, but it's fascinating that if you look at Rashi at the end of Parshas Vazinu, a very famous Rashi, and we'll see why it's connected to the shir right now. So it says when the Moshe Rabbeinu died, for source number five, Vidaber Hashem Moshe Betzim Yom Hazeh, that Hashem spoke to Moshe on that very selfsame day. And he says, B'shloshim akomos, in three places in the Torah, the word Betzim Yom Hazeh is mentioned. Where is Betzim Yom Hazeh mentioned? It's mentioned by the Mabul, it's mentioned by Tzias Mitzrayim, and it's mentioned by Moshe's death. Why Betzim Yom Hazeh? Because at the time of the Mabul, the time of Tzias Mitzrayim, the time of Moshe's death, there were people who wanted to stop the event from happening. At the time of the Mabul, there were people who said, we're not going to let Noach go into the Teva. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, no, Noach is going to go into the Teva because I want him to go into the Teva. And he says, don't worry. Everyone's going to see it. He's not going to go like a thief at night. You're going to try to stop him. You won't be able to stop him. When Am Yisrael wanted to leave Mitzrayim, Mitzrayim wanted to stop them. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, no, the Jews will leave and they're not going to leave at night. They'll leave in the middle of the day, Betzim Hayom, where everyone can see and you're not going to stop them. And then Betzim Yom Hazeh, so he says that when Moshe Rabbeinu was supposed to die, so there were Jewish people he says here, Afkam Misasul Shal Moshe, Nemar, that's a Yosef. The death of Moshe said, that's a Yom Hazeh. Lefisha, Hayu Yisrael Omrim. He says, Bekach, Bekach, if Hashem tries to take Moshe Rabbeinu's life, Onumar Gishimbo, we're not going to let him go. Why not? Adam, the man took the Mitzrayim, who split the sea, brought down the mud, brought the quails, brought the bear, gave us the Torah. We're not going to allow him to die. So what happened? Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I'm going to bring him to the place where he has to die in the middle of the day. And Rav Chaim Shmuel Levitz asks the question. It's an obvious question. How can it be that They, you know, the fact that the people, the Dor HaMavol, would stop Noah from going to the Teva, it's very simple. They can form a chain to block Moshe Rabbeinu. But the fact that they can go ahead and they would be able to stop, or the Jews, Mitzrayim, Mitzrayim, if we stop the Jews leaving Mitzrayim, it's obvious, very easy. How do you stop the Jews? Just form a chain and stop the Jews from leaving. But how would they stop Moshe from dying? We know, everyone knows that death is not within our control. So Belville, my father's uncle, points out that everyone has a place to die, and they would have stopped Moshe Rabbeinu from going to that place. Okay? They would have formed the chain. Rav Chaim Shmulevitz says, no, that's not the idea. The idea is that Am Yisrael knew the koach of tefillah, and they said, we're going to storm the gates of heaven, and we're going to not let HaKadosh Baruch Hu take Moshe's life away. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, no, be'etzem hayom hazeh, you will not be able to stop. So the question is, what does that mean? According to what my uncle explained, Moshe Rabbeinu said, if you had davened for me, you could have stopped it. You could have arranged me to go to Eretz Yisrael. But you didn't daven. It was only Veschanan, only I davened. So how do we understand Rav Chaim Shmulevitz that Am Yisrael through a koach tefillah could have stopped Moshe Rabbeinu from dying? And I think the idea is very simple. When does tefillah work? Tefillah can work before Gzar Din. After Gzar Din, sometimes it's very difficult, and that's why it's so important to do tshuva. Tshuva can always help, even after Gzar Din. But sometimes, it can be too late. And that's why the koach hatfila of the Rabbim is so important, it's so special. And that's what Rabbi Kiva said before the Gzar Din. Kadosh Baruch Hu's Yisapanim, as Yikach Shochad, all the tefillahs can help. And that's what Moshe Rabbeinu said, before the Gzar Din, you could have helped me. This Aver Hashem Bilamanchem was after Gzar Din. You didn't daven yet. You couldn't have helped. You wouldn't have accomplished anything. And that was essentially, and that was the answer Rabbi Kiva gave, Bluyer Sagioris. Okay, but coming back to our Gemara, it was not the same answer that HaKadosh Baruch gave the Malachim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave the Malachim the answer. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said that he says, we started the shir that the Gemara tells us conversation between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and the Malachim, that the Malachim went ahead and the Malachim asked the HaKadosh Baruch Hu, how can it be that you show favor to Am Yisrael? You take a bribe from Am Yisrael. Obviously, Am Yisrael is a HaKadosh Baruch Hu answered, because they're machmor when it comes to benching. Ad kezayis, ad kebeitza. So he says, because they went to go ahead and they are machmir. So the Tosfos, source number 6, in Sefer Hashanah asks, so it's a different answer Rabbi Kiva gave. So Tosfos points out, this is very important, even though we are machmir when it comes to benching, he says, and we're machmir till bench on a gezayis and a kebeitza. Tosfos says, umihu gamze emes, that this chumrah only helps us when we are actually when it's before the Gzar Din. So just to realize the importance of storming the heavens and davening and not to wait. That's the importance. We shouldn't wait and assume that at some point we'll be able to daven. The time to daven is now, because you don't know when the Gzar Din is. But coming back, I'd like to understand the Gemara. And I want to take two approaches to the Gemara and just to start off with one question, and we'll start with the Netziv. And the question is, he says, the Malachim asked the Kadosh Baruch, why are you so nice to Am Yisrael? That's the Gemara in Brachas. Why are you so nice? Why don't you go ahead and why don't you said you're going to be fair in judgment. So why does Am Yisrael see your favor? Why does Am Yisrael able to give the bribe? What makes Am Yisrael so special? So the Netziv, in his Sifri, Emek HaNetziv, he gives one interpretation. I want to spend a few minutes in that interpretation. And then I'd like to move on to the main part of the shir, which is the Vilna Gaon. And the Netziv quotes the Sifri, and the Sifri says like this, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yishah Hashem Panav Elecha, he shows his favor. So source number 10 in the blue, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, he says that when HaKadosh Baruch Hu showed favor to Lot, that Lot wanted to go to one of the smaller cities of Sodom to be saved, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu saved him. So he says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, so Medrash Sferi says, it's a Kal V'Chomer. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu showed favor to Lot because of Avram, he certainly should show favor to Avram and Avram's descendants because of Avram. So in other words, the Sefri is saying that where does this favor come from? Where does HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the favor, come from? It comes actually b'schus Avram Avinu. And the question is, why does it come b'schus Avram Avinu? So you will look, that's the question, and not even b'schus Yitzchak. And just to paraphrase what the Sefri says, what the Netziv says, Siv explains basically like this, that we have Avram Avinu was very different than the rest of the Avos. Why was Avram Avinu very different than the rest of the Avos? Because the rest of the world before Avram came on the scene had a feeling they might even known, they recognized that there was a God. Obviously, you had the 10 generations from Adam to Noah and from Noah to Avram. And according to the Kuzari, there were very special people. Each generation they understood. But in a certain sense, they thought that Teva, nature, conquers all. Yes, it's true, God went ahead and God created the world. God's in charge of the world. But they thought that nature conquers the world. And they thought that God will not override nature. And Avram Avinu comes along. And what does Avram Avinu do? Avram Avinu comes along. And Avram Avinu basically is able to show when he understands that God is able to override nature. As it says that the famous Medrash, that a mushel, someone saw a city, a palace burning. And he said, how can it be? This palace does not have an owner or a ruler. And the owner said, I am the one. And that's what Avraham Avinu said. Does this world not have a ruler, someone who is the king, who can run the world? And Hashem said, I am the king. And how did HaKadosh Baruch Hu show him that? That I can go ahead and I am Bala Olam. I can go ahead and I can rule. I can somehow rule over nature. That's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Avram Avinu. And we saw that HaKadosh Baruch Hu changed nature of Avram. What did he do? He says, and by Avram Avinu doing all these things and showing that he can change nature. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Avram Avinu spread the word. And he told the world who HaKadosh Baruch Hu was. He says, he was Kodesh Shemayim V'aretz. And when Avraham Avinu was saved from the Kifshon Shalesh, the fiery furnace in Ur Kasdim, he says, no one believed in such a thing. But he showed everything. And he agreed to throw himself in the Kifshon Shalesh because he knew that HaKadosh Baruch Hu can overpower nature. He knew HaKadosh Baruch Hu was. And he gave this over. He gave this over. That there was something very special about HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And then Netziv quotes a Medrash in Eicha Rabbah that the Malachim at the time of the Churban asked HaKadosh Baruch Hu, how could you forget Avram Avinu? Why Avram Avinu? Because Avram Avinu was the one who gave over us the idea that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the one who changes nature, can rule over nature, that if we do the right thing, maybe in a certain sense, we know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will deal with the things. And by the way, it doesn't mean you don't follow halacha. It doesn't mean you don't follow medical practices. But in general, you do what's right and know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is in charge of the world. And that was in a sense the concept of Avram Avinu. He mentions the Gemara that no one recognized HaKadosh Baruch Hu as Adona Olam until Avram came along. What does it mean to be Adona Olam? That HaKadosh Baruch Hu can go ahead and HaKadosh Baruch Hu can change. HaKadosh Baruch Hu can change everything. So why? So in other words, the idea is that we know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will take care of us. That's essentially, what does it mean that God overrules nature? Nature is a big challenge to us. And we know there's cold, there's heat, there's sickness. And we have reliance on HaKadosh Baruch Hu, whether it's the miraculous way and non-miraculous way, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will take care of us. And that's the message. Why does HaKadosh Baruch Hu show us favor? Why does HaKadosh Baruch Hu show us a bribe? The reason is because HaKadosh Baruch Hu sees that we are a nation inspired by Avraham Avinu that understands no matter what, we believe that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will take care of us. No matter what nature might say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will deal with nature in a certain way. And as I would say, I just saw an article. Someone was saying in Eretz Yisrael. In Eretz Yisrael, I always wondered about, Baruch Hashem, we're religious. We believe in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. A lot of our politicians are people who live, who are not necessarily Shomrei Torah Mitzvos. But on some level, they are my minim that they know HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to take care of the Jews. That we know HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Adonai Olam, and he can change the laws of Teva or work the laws of Teva out to our favor. And because of that, HaKadosh Baruch Hu shows his favor. And that's how the Netziv explains this Gemara. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I shouldn't show favor to Am Yisrael when they go ahead and they will eat a kezayis, they will eat a kavetz and bench. I told them only to be satisfied. And what's the answer? A person goes ahead and the person has a kezayis, a kavetz. And you can think, like, why should he thank God? He's still so hungry. How much is a kezayis? How much is a kavetz? But the Jewish person, he understands, I have a kezayis now, I have a kavetz now, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's going to take care of me. So maybe now I'll have a kezayis, but later on I'll have a bigger meal. You know, and today, okay, today we think about it, we don't think about it, because, you know, we have a refrigerator that's stocked, Baruch Hashem. We're getting our salary tomorrow, maybe. But Am Yisrael, in its very essence, understand that all I have a kezayis now, I'll have a kevetz now, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will take care of me in the future. And that is the ultimate bribe, that's the ultimate shochad, according to the Netziv, and that's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So in other words, to understand, do what we're supposed to do, to move forward, march forward, and to understand that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will take care of us. That's the greatness of Eretz Yisrael, that a Jew comes to Eretz Yisrael, whether it was 100 years ago, whether it was today, and not knowing what will be, what's going to happen. You know, we just had this great explosion, terrific, when I say a gigantic explosion in Lebanon and Beirut, and how did it happen? We don't know yet. But then you see the next day that the Hezbollah is going to minimize their attacks on Israel, supposedly. But he says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is taking care of us. We have, and that's not the factor machmer kezayis and kebetza. The fact that they can have a kezayis and a kebetza, a small amount, and still thank God and praise God, because he knows there'll be more food later because relying on HaKadosh Baruch Hu in charge of nature, that is the ultimate bribery that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will take from us. That's why God chose his favor. So according to Netziv, the point of the Gemara is, do what you're supposed to do. Take care of today, yes. You should have a pension account. You should definitely worry about tomorrow. But your worry about tomorrow should not affect your behavior and doing what's correct today. That is a coin to Netziv, why HaKadosh Baruch Hu shows us favor. The rest of the shiur, I want to spend on the Vilna Gaon. This Vilna Gaon is from the Kol Eliyahu on this week's parasha. And just again, to go through the Vilna Gaon's three questions and then to discuss his answers and to elaborate on his answers. The Vilna Gaon asks the question, again, what happened? The Malachim asked the Kadosh Baruch Hu, the angels asked the Kadosh Baruch Hu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you said you don't take bribes, you won't show favor. And why is it, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that even though you won't take bribes, you won't show favor, you show favor to Am Yisrael? HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I shouldn't show favor to Am Yisrael. I told Am Yisrael to bench when they're satiated, satisfied. And they will bench even when they have only a kezayis, even when they have only a kebetza. So the Vilna Gaon, in this beautiful piece in Kol Eliyahu, which I recommend everyone to read, he asked the question. He says, first of all, so what's the idea of kezayis kebetza? It's a machlokes, as Rashi says. Yeah, midrabanan is the chiyuv to bench on a kezayis, on a kebetza. HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't have a suffix. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu should be machria, that they bench either on a kezayis or a kebetz. So why does he mention both? Okay. Second question the Vilna Gaon asks is, I would say the content is out of order. Because think about this. You know, when you say, let's say, for example, someone would say to me, I keep a longer zman. I keep Rabbeinu Tam. So I received from my previous generations. So talk to him and Tom, there's 72 minutes, there's 90 minutes, my father the longer zman. So I would say, you know what, Shabbos ends for me? I keep, not only do I keep 72, I keep 90. If I would say, not only keep 90, but I keep 72, it would sound very strange. You mentioned the smaller chumra first. And here we're saying, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Am Yisrael is so machmer by benching, not only they bench by a kezayis, they bench by a kebetza also. It's out of order. That's the second question of the Gra. And the third question of the Gra, as I mentioned before, is HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to choose a chumrah, to choose a stringency, to show the greatness of Am Yisrael. Why would they choose this chumrah of Birkas HaMazon? There are so many more chumras that are more difficult, more challenging. And just to go ahead, first of all, by the way, if you go ahead and you ask, you know, it's true. There's something called a fear of benching. People have a fear of benching. Oh, do I have to wash in this pizza? I'm not going to have. I don't want to bench. But The fact is, also something called the fear of fleishiks. People don't want to become fleishiks. So, you know, for me, and now at this stage in life, I'm not necessarily concerned about that, even though I enjoy my cup of coffee in the afternoon with milk. But, you know, I definitely feel that waiting 5.5 hours, 5 hours, 6 hours is more of a chumrah, or not being able to eat fleishiks. Milchiks after fleishiks is more of a chumrah, or not being able to eat fleishiks with milchiks was more of a chumrah than benching on a kazayas and a gebetza. That's very difficult. That, you know, it wasn't difficult that after I can't have, you know, cold milk with my steak. That's a chumrah, that's asumi derabbanan, obviously. But if we're talking about chumras derabbanan gave us, so why is it that we mention the kazayas gebetza? And it's fascinating that the Gra, he mentions as an example another difficult chumrah, challenging chumrah. What's the example the Gra gives? So we know that when a lady has her period, her regular period, so she has to wait 7 days midiraisa, and then she goes to mikvah, and she can be with her husband. And the lady is a zava, which means that she sees blood not in the regular time. So then, depending how many days she sees it, she sees for 3 days, she would have to count 7 clean days, Zayin Akiyim, and then she can go to the mikvah, which essentially is definitely more difficult, more challenging than just waiting 7 days. And we are machmer the din derabbanan, we are machmer that if a lady sees even the smallest drop of blood, tibas dam kechargdol, like a mustard seed, so the halacha is she has to count 7 clean days, which is definitely a much bigger chumrah than just waiting 7 days. Okay, it's a din de rabbanon, just like benching. So as opposed to waiting just 7 days, you could end up waiting 12 days. You have to wait to stop bleeding. So why is it that this is the example? Now, I just mentioned that why did the Gra choose to ask the question tivas dam kachardo? It could be that this chumrah of waiting counting seven clean days, if you see a drop of blood like the size of a mustard seed, was a chumrah that emanated from the people itself, the ladies itself. And Chazal confirmed that chumrah and said this should be the din. And benching and kazayas and gebetza, so also could be something that emanated from the people themselves. And Chazal went ahead, they wanted to bench along kazayas and gebetza. And Chazal went ahead and confirmed this chumrah, this dikduk. But it's not a chumrah. Both of these are really dinei derabbanan. Just want to clarify, they're both dinei derabbanan. But so maybe because they both emanated from the people, and Chazal confirmed this dikduk halacha, and for that reason, the Gra equates the two, and the Gra asks, so why is it that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was so impressed with the dikduk halacha, the zehirus when it comes to benching, and did not mention as example the zehirus when it came to Hilchas Taras and Mishpacha. So the Gra explains like this, a very beautiful idea. The Gra says like this, biblically, Talmudically, the size of a normal meal in the days of Chazal was the size of three eggs. The size of three eggs, so could split up, he says, based on the Zohar, to 10 kazeis and 10 olives. 10 olives. The size of 10 olives. So when a person has a regular meal, he could eat 3 kazeis and be full satiated. That's a full meal. Or he could choose to share the food with somebody. If he would share the food with 10 people, 9 plus himself, that means each person would have a kazeis. And if he shares the meal with 2 people besides himself, each one has a kibetza, and then, or he eat it all himself and be satiated. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu was saying like this, you have this person, and this person, he has a side meal of 3 kibetza, and that was a normal meal. They sit down and be satisfied. What does he choose to do? At that point, he knows that when he eats a meal and he benches, so benching is not only, well, I eat, so I have to bench. So you bench because you ate. But once you ate, you see it as an opportunity. It's an opportunity to go ahead and to bless HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to raise HaKadosh Baruch Hu up. In other words, the question is, how do you see it? They say an interesting story that once my uncle, my father's uncle, Revelvel, was once visiting someone on Shabbos, and he asked someone for a fruit, two fruit, and then they had to go to Mincha. So he didn't eat the fruit, and they came back to the house, and he never ate the fruit. So someone asked him, you know, Rebbe, we gave you the fruit. Why don't you eat the fruit? He said, listen, he says, I made a cheshbon in my mind that I was still short. I don't know, two brachas. I'm not sure why two fruit. I was still short two brachas, and therefore I asked for, a banana and an apple. This is the way the story is told. They had bananas in Eretz Yisrael. Some story must have happened in Eretz Yisrael. My mother told me she had bananas in Eretz Yisrael at that time when she was living before the war in Eretz Yisrael. And so I wanted two fruit, one to make hadama, one to make eitz, to be able to reach 100 brachas. And when I went to shul, I got an aliyah, and that took care of my two brachas. So I didn't have to eat the fruit. What's the idea? The idea is some people eat fruits in order to make a bracha, and some people make a bracha in order to eat fruit. Okay, and I think that we should be on both levels. We should obviously make a bracha in order to eat a fruit, but also once we eat a fruit, eat something, we should see the bracha as an opportunity. So this person has to eat, and he has 10 kibbutzim, and therefore he says, wow, Baruch Hashem, I'm going to bench. I can really raise the Kaddish Baruch Hu up. I can really do something very special. He says, but you know what he says? I can make it more special. I could share my meal with somebody. And if I share a meal with somebody and I bench with more than two people or of a whole minion, the benching will be more beautiful. The benching will be more of a Kiddush Hashem, a Mekad Hashem Shemayim. So I am going to look and try to invite people in order that I can Mekad Hashem Shemayim, which is a concept in the Torah. The Torah tells about the Korban Todah. The Torah, Korban Todah had so much food. The Korban was so vast. Why? Because again, to allow more people to partake, to see the Shevach Fakarish Baruch Hu. So if I have a meal of three kibbutzim and I can divide it to three kibbutzim, three eggs worth, and divide it to ten portions, give each person the gezayas, and we can bench together with a minion. And it's greater to bench a Kaddish Baruch Hu with a minion. Why? He says, how wonderful is it is. And if I can't find 10 people, I'll find three people. I'll give each one a kibbutzah. And then we can go ahead and at least have mezumin. And that's what our Kaddish Baruch Hu said. Our Kaddish Baruch Hu said, it's not just the chumrah, but it's the fact that Am Yisrael is so focused all the time on being Mekadesh Shem Shemayim. A Jew has to know that the role, the goal of Am Yisrael is to Mekadesh Shem Shemayim, to do a great Kiddush Hashem. That's what Am Yisrael has to realize. And that's what the Jew does. The Jew goes ahead and the Kaddish Baruch Hu says, Kaddish Baruch Hu says, I shouldn't go ahead and I shouldn't show them favor. Look at them. Look what they do. This special chumrah. And why is this chumrah so special? More special than the mimachmir on tibes dam kechardo, and you know, and more separation, because this chumrah is a chumrah where they lift up a Kaddish Baruch Hu and that chumrah bring as many people together. And it says, why does he mention kizayis and kibbutzah first? He says, because he says, ad kizayis, ad kibbutzah. So he says, they go ahead and they'll try either they'll try to find 10 people to give each person a kizayis, and if they can't find 10 people, they'll settle for three. How special is Am Yisrael? They try to do the mitzvos in the way to bring HaKadosh Baruch Hu up in the most fantastic way possible. And I think on a certain level, we have to realize that our goal as a nation is to Mekadesh Shem Shemayim. And if you ask me, what is Am Yisrael missing here? We have to look at Medinas Yisrael as Kiddush Shem Shemayim. Now, whether the government, you know, if Eretz Yisrael is being run by people that are religious, not religious, but the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is taking care of Am Yisrael, and with Mekadesh Shem Shemayim, and how Eretz Yisrael is defended and how Eretz Yisrael acts is very important. And that's when we're Mekadesh Shem Shemayim, and our whole goal is Mekadesh Shem Shemayim. So that is what causes HaKadosh Baruch Hu to show us favory. And that is really the ultimate bribe. And that's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu went ahead and showed the Malachim. But it has to be before the Gzar Din. And you'll see there's so many examples that's when source number 12, it's highlighted. It's a very famous pasuk, Tov Ayin Hu Yevarech, the one who has a generous eye. So he should bless the Kaddish Baruch Hu. Because what causes generosity in this situation? Because he wanted to raise the Kaddish Baruch Hu up. And he realized, he saw by giving money to the Dal, to the poor, he's raising the Kaddish Baruch Hu. And therefore, the one who's the Balabayas who caused this to happen because he wanted the Bracha to be more of a Kiddush Hashem, the benching, he should be the one to go ahead and to lead the benching. If you look at Tehillim Perek Samaches, and I'll quickly run through the rest of the Makoros, you look, it says Kidmu Sarim Achrei Nognim Besoch Alamos. It's talking about Kriyas Yamsuf. What happened? You had the leaders of Am Yisrael singing Shira and Achrei Nognim, and then the regular, you know, the rank and file of Am Yisrael, and then you had the Alemos, the maidens coming, and they were playing their flutes, and everyone together, the men, the women, the leaders, the rank and file, it was such a Kiddush Hashem, everyone being together. And the next pasuk is, if you look at Makilos Baruch Hakim Hashem and Kor Yisrael, and that's the biggest Kiddush Hashem, when in big crowds, big gatherings, we Makad Hashem Shemayim together. He says, and if you look at Mesidas David, what's Mimkor Yisrael? The source of Mizrei Yisrael, because the Jew knows what makes the Jews great is that we come together as one big group. Let's look at source number 16, Tilim Perek Lamed Dalf, to realize it's Sukkim we say all the time. He says, so if you look, David HaMelech, the praise he gave to Kadosh Baruch Hu when he was saved from Avimelech, he acted like a Shota, so Avimelech wouldn't pay attention to him and not think that he was a king. And in Pasuk Dalet, Gadol Hashem Itin Rama Shmo Yachdov. So he says, we say, let's make God great together and lift his up name up together. It has to be together. Am Yisrael has to be together. That's the idea. And we know the famous pasuk, Barov Am Hadras Melech, Ve'efes La'om, Mechidas Razon, Barov Am Hadras Melech Nira, as Mitzuda says, the honor of the king, everyone is together. He says, Ve'efes, and then when we can't have a lot of people together, then it's all that we have for God, afraid we're going to do something wrong. But realize the greatest thing is to show, is to lift up God by doing things together as a great group. So I would just mention that this idea, and we see it throughout Chazal. So just a few examples, the Rosh in source number 19. So it's Gemara Maseches Brachas. And let's say, for example, people are sitting in the Beis Medrash and learning, and then they bring a Bori Mera'esh. It's Friday night, Motzei Shabbos. And the question is, does everyone make the bracha on their own? Or do you go ahead and do you one make a bracha on everybody? So Bishamai says that everyone makes a bracha on their own because let's say Reuven is learning and Shimon makes the bracha and he claps on the bima. What's going to happen? What's going to happen is that he's in the Vatal Torah. So therefore, in order to make sure that you go ahead and that you're not in the Vatal Torah, makes a bracha on their own. Basilva says no. Basilva says that you should go ahead and you should make the bracha together because Rov Am Hadras Melech, and that will even trump out for that moment the issue of Bittul Talmud Torah. And he said, Emil, sometimes we don't make a bracha together because we're afraid it's dangerous. See, even though Rov Am Shmelech is very important, health is very important also, but realize the importance of Rov Am Hadras Melech. If you look at source number 20, the Rokeach, a very important Rokeach. So he says, Rokeach says in source number 20, Rokeach says that when Medrash Alpia Pasuk Rov Am Shmelech, Rabbi Shmuel Omer, B'shaw, when the Jews are gathered in the shul, and they shear a shear from a chacham, and they say, Heshmei Rabba, on a Kaddish to Rabbanon, Osar Kaddish Baruch Hu, Mesameach, Mesmala Ba'omo, right? And it says, look at the Jewish people. When it says, but when the Jews gather together for a shear, you know, sometimes you think a Rav gives a shear in a shul, people will walk out to go to the Beis Medrash to learn for 15 minutes. It's not correct. It's really not correct. I'm not saying this is a Rav. Before I was a Rav of a shul, whenever I went to a shul and the Rav would give a shiv and chamayr, if I stayed to listen, I could have gone to the Beis Medrash also. When you have a bigger crowd listening to the shir, just to realize the great Kiddush Hashem that it is. If you look at the Shiboli Haleket, so the Shiboli Haleket asked the question, it's actually, we know Rosh Hashanah is coming. It's the second Rosh Hashanah, Mitzvah of Tkiyah Shofar. So we blow Shofar in Musaf and not in Shachris. We should blow it in Shachris because of reason Makdimin. So the Gemara says, it first suggests, well, we do it at Musaf because of Rov Am Hadras Melech. So maybe we should go ahead and do it at Halal also at Musaf. So Gemara gives a different answer. Gemara says, you know, why we did it, but it's to realize the Gemara had a Havamina, the Shibboleth, let's quote that, I'm sorry, had a Havamina, that we should do Halal at Musaf and Kiyas at Musaf because of Rov Am Hadras Melech, because there's more of a crowd. The Sefer Menuhagim, the Marit, in source number 22, he says, if someone's davening and comes to a tzibur and he davened Yechidus the first time. So the Maritz says he can daven a second time to daven v'yad sibur. Why? Because of Rov Am Hadras Melech, to realize. And then he says in Source 23, the Maril says, let's say you have a person, very relevant now, so is davening, he davens outside the shul for whatever reason. And he says, and then they're taking out the Sefer Torah. So the Maril says, you should go inside. Why? Because of Rov Hamdras Melech, when the Torah comes out, you should have a whole crowd to greet, to realize the crowd. And then when it comes to Kiddush Levana, and I'm going to finish with this idea of Kiddush Levana. He says the source number 24. So the Maril quotes that in Maseches Sanhedrin, it says that in Parakoy Botkim. So it says that when you go ahead and you mevarich on the chodesh bizmano, so it's like you're makabel pnei hashchina. When you're do birchas lavana in the right time, it's like you're makabel pnei hashchina. So he says sim libcha veinecha vashkocha pratis al amar me'elu. He says put your hearts and eyes and hashkocha on these mamorim. If this mitzvah was so, he says, and this mitzvah should not be so insignificant, kiddush lavana, because remember, our forefathers went three times a year to Eretz Yisrael, to Yerushalayim, the Beis HaMikdash, Farlila Regel, Sharvaseinu Holchu, but it's very important. Ushalosh Pomen Bashana, Hamarucha, Kseh Achron. He says, Shnei Meos Parsa, Vachol Pam, Neros Pnei Hashchina, to go to Eretz, to Yerushalayim, the Beis HaMikdash, for Alila Regel, the seat of Pnei Hashchina. And here, Kiddush Levana, once a month, it is Pnei Hashchina, how can we not go? He says, "Vanachnu lo eich lo navor chalutzim barov amadz melch al v'neshchina." We should go to be at shul. He says, "V'makom naki v'kara tush dar v'simcha rava yachakul yom lechuv." We should go together to be together with the rav with the many to do kiddush levana to that kachal v'neshchina. But he emphasizes the idea of doing kiddush levana with a minion barov am. Why? Because the more am you have, the greater your Mekadosh Shem Shemayim. Sometimes it's hard for us to understand, to realize what we do at that moment for Kiddush Shem Shemayim. I'll tell you a story. You know, this year, Tisha B'Av was on Thursday. The last 10 years, Tisha B'Av was on a Sunday, Sunday or a Tuesday, if I remember correctly. So therefore, since Tisha B'Av was on a Sunday or a Tuesday, most people were Mekadosh Levana on Motzei Tisha B'Av, because you wait for Shabbos, you would miss this man. It would be after this man already. That is a problem. You do Motzei Tisha B'Av. After all, you're fasting. So therefore, the way you do it in most shuls, you give out something to eat so people can eat. You shouldn't say Kiddush Levana fasting when Motzei Yom Kippur, we can say Kiddush Levana fasting because we are so happy for the fact that we're Makavel, Tshuva, Kapara, Slicho, Mechila. Motzei Tisha B'Av is a problem. So we eat something, some people go home and eat and come back. In my shul, we would make Havdalah, we'd eat on Sunday night, or on Tuesday night, we would give out a snack, and we'd have Kaddish Levana. This year, I sent out a message, not everyone came to shul, obviously, because I'm in a private minyanim, that the proper thing the Mishnah Berurah says is this year, a person should make Kaddish Levana Motzei Shabbos. Wait two nights till Motzei Shabbos to make Kaddish Levana. And I sent a message out, so someone sent me a message and said, well, what do I do if... the minion I daven with in the street, they will not say Kiddush Levana on Thursday, on Motzei Shabbos on Thursday night, so I'm going to miss out saying of a minion. So I said, well, you should try to convince them to say Motzei Shabbos. Okay, but that's not going to work. I said, okay, grab a bite to eat and then run out to say Kiddush Levana with them. So I came to my, what happened was, Motzei Shabbos, I went to my shul, and standing outside, we're davening outside the shul now, because you can only have 10 people inside the shul, so we daven outside. Standing there was one of the regular mespalim who generally does not come Motzei Shabbos because he doesn't live that close to the shul. He comes, you know, morning now, and he comes Shabbos Friday night and Shabbos morning, sometimes at Mincha, but never Motzei Shabbos. So what are you doing here? He says, well, I didn't say Kiddush Levana with my street minion Thursday night. I wanted to say with a minion. And I thought, wow, that's amazing. And the truth is, that's what our Hashulchan, that's what this is saying here. Say the bigger Kiddush Levana. The Maril, that what's the idea? The idea is to realize the importance of Kiddush Levana and to realize how when we say things together, what a koach it has in Mekadosh Shem Shemayim. I mentioned again this year that Moshe Rabbeinu said to Am Yisrael, if you would have davened for me with all you together, would have had the desired effect. I would have been able to go into Eretz Yisrael. Why? Because when we come together as a unit and we're davening together, we bring the Kiddush Shem Shemayim to the highest level. It's like we're giving Kadosh Baruch Shochad, and it's like a Kadosh Baruch is yeast upon him. Therefore, just to realize as we're sort of struggling and challenged, you know, with a minyan today because of the shir, I have another meeting afterwards. I couldn't daven my shul. So I went to find the minyan somewhere else. They davened inside. I davened outside next to the minyan to realize the importance and the value of minyan. Because you daven minyan, what you're doing, as the Gra says, you're mekadesh shem shemayim so much more, to realize how precious it is to daven a minyan. And that's the idea of the Gra. So eating a kezias to kebetz is the ultimate shochad. Because number one, as the Netziv says, and I'll open up the screens now, as the Netziv says, when we go ahead and we're mocked, which, as I pointed out, according to the Gra, probably stemmed from Klal Yisrael. They wanted to bench the kezias and the kebetz. Because why? They said, yeah, it wasn't a lot, but they were satisfied because they knew that more would be coming, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes care of us. And that's after Avraham Avinu's following his methods, his teaching, the lesson he passed on to us. And because of that, so we take that with us, that HaKadosh Baruch, that we can always rely on HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Olam, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will show us favor. Do what we have to do, know what's right, and yes, worry about tomorrow, but that shouldn't affect doing what's right today. And then, of course, the idea of the Vilna Gaon, that our role as a nation and as an individual is to Mekadosh Shem Shemayim, to realize when we do things as a group, we're Mekadosh Shem Shemayim on a higher level. And we shouldn't just be satisfied being Mekadosh Shem Shemayim in the most minimal way. We have to shoot for the stars and try to Mekadosh Shem Shemayim in the most maximal way, whether it's through our family, through minyanim, our community, and push Am Yisrael, Medina Yisrael also to Mekadosh Shem Shemayim. And that in its way will be the Shochad, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Minos Eponim, and Emirtz Hashem, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu will show us how through nature he's taking care of us, and we should have Yeshua's Menachamos and Simchas, and Mitzvah Hashem, we should see all good things to come, and we should be able actually to come together, as I say, to give the shir in the right place together of everybody, and also to go to do all the mitzvahs together, because every time we do a mitzvah together, we are Mekadosh Shem Shemayim in the most maximal way. We should be all Zocha to that. Thank you all for joining. If anybody has questions, so... I'm going to a second. If someone has questions, I can actually try to, let's see. Okay. So okay, I'm allowing everyone has a question, you can unmute yourself.
I want to ask a question.
No, I thought you wanted.